Are you giving up something for Lent? Chocolate, maybe? Or alcohol? That's what most of us do, or at least intend doing, year after year, fired by good intentions at the start of the Lenten season. I was thinking about what to do this year when I came across an initiative that expresses a radically different approach. Give up giving up, it suggested, and give instead. Sounds like a good idea, but what's it all about? I decided to find out more and called up Anne Phipps, a fundraiser for Christian Aid, and the person responsible for drawing up the initiative in question. It's actually a calendar to accompany you throughout Lent, with something to get you thinking each day, counting your blessings and making a difference for some of the world's poorest people. But first of all, I asked Anne, what exactly is Christian Aid?
Christian Aid is the overseas development agency of the churches in the UK. So we represent the churches really in doing development work overseas.
Now, surfing your website, I was intrigued by this section entitled Count Your Blessings, Lent 2007. Will you tell me about this initiative and what prompted it?
Yeah, Count Your Blessings really came about because we wanted to help people engage with issues in the developing world, but also give them a little bit of something different to do during Lent. And I know that personally I've sometimes used Lent as a reason to try and diet again or give up alcohol rather than actually engaging with God and with issues particularly. So we wanted to give people a reflective and kind of purposeful Lenten experience and give them also the opportunity to give to people in the developing world.
Now, I downloaded your guide off the computer. It's actually a calendar, and for every day of Lent, you have a thought regarding a different reality. And coupled with each reflection, there's an invitation to give a tiny amount of money to help some of the world's poorest people. Will you give me an example? Will you describe the calendar, how it works, and what happens to these donations?
Yeah, each day we wanted to help people to engage with some of the most difficult issues in the developing world. So we've given facts, whether it's about water or education or conflict, and asked people to reflect on those and then be prompted into giving. So, for instance, on one day it says more than half the people in Mali have no access to safe, clean drinking water, which is still quite a shocking fact, I think, for like 2007. And then in response to that, we've asked people to give 10 cents for every time you turn on the tap during that day. And we're hoping that people will have a little pot or a little jam jar next to this resource. And each day they'll put in those few cents or few pence and add it up at the end and send it into Christian Aid. So we will then use it for work with obviously the world's poorest communities.
The themes you touch on are very wide-ranging, but basically they're social justice, war, the effects of climate change on the poor and poverty. But you also have a thought for the 300,000 people in the UK who will wear out shoe leather collecting for Christian Aid Week in six weeks' time. And you also have reflections on holy events of this period. How did you choose the reflections?
Well, just thinking of Christian Aid Week, that's one of our biggest events in the UK. We have one week every year in May where people go out and really put their faith on the line by knocking on doors and asking for money for people in the developing world. And each year that raises about £14 million, which is just astonishing because it is just very small amounts of money from each household in the UK. So that was really key. We wanted to flag that up in this calendar. But also, obviously, the time of Lent is a great time for reflection, not only on the developing world, but also to think about God and be thankful for what we have. So we wanted to make sure that the calendar was actually represented in that, particularly on Good Friday and at the end of Lent, really, to make sure that people were really giving thanks to God as well as putting their hands in their pockets.
You mentioned the Mali reflection, and would you like to pick out maybe another of your favourite reflections or the ones that inspire you the most and share them with us?
Sure. Well, one of the things that Christian Aid's really focused on recently is the effect of climate change on the poor, and particularly how accountable we are in the Western world for the fact that we've put so much carbon into the atmosphere, and yet it's the poorest people who are really feeling the effects, whether it's in drought or in flooding. All kinds of terrible things really are happening. And so one of the reflections is that nearly one third of the world's population is still off-grid, that is, you know, living without an electricity supply. And we've just asked that everyone give 10 cents for every plug socket they have in their home. And we're also asking people to make sure they're turning off their electrical appliances. So we're asking people to give for all those appliances that they've left on overnight, just to show people that there is a kind of a cause and effect, really, that people are suffering because of the actions that we take daily.
In your experience, are people generally really more caring or prone to giving during the Lenten period?
It's interesting. I think a lot of people aren't actually being challenged on it, and Lent has become perhaps something where you give up rather than actually giving. But there's such a great tradition of Lenten giving through church history that I think it's something that people are really keen to take up again, and not just to use Lent as a way of dieting, basically, but to actually use it to have a kind of a deep and profound experience of God, and also then to do something practical with it, because we don't want to make people feel guilty and sit and, you know, feel bad about having a nice house or having clean water, but this gives you a practical way of doing something about it, and I think people really are up for doing that during Lent. Yeah, definitely.
Is this the first year you've published your Lenten Count Your Blessings calendar?
No, it started originally as just a small regional initiative, and it got such a positive response, not just in terms of what money came in, but also how people were interacting with it and praying and really deepening their relationship with God and also with the developing world, that we did it nationally last year, and all of those pennies raised over £50,000. So we really wanted it to go to an even broader audience this year.
Do you have an aim this year? You're aiming for a specific amount of money, or whatever comes in is welcome?
I mean, everything that comes in is welcome, but I mean, particularly with this resource, obviously I am a fundraiser, so I'm always happy to see money coming in for the world's poorest people. But also with this particular resource, what's been so lovely is the number of people who've written back to us and said that this has, you know, been a really positive experience for them, has really enriched their Lent. And so I'm hoping that just more people will take it up, really, and will look at some of these facts about the developing world and be challenged by them, and really give thanks to God for what they have.
Yes, maybe I forgot to mention this, but the initiative is actually called Count Your Blessings and aims to challenge people to really think about the predicament of so many others who just happen to be less lucky than ourselves.
Yeah, we really want to challenge people. And one of the, actually just looking down now, looking at one of the facts, that it would take 2.5 billion euros extra money to give everyone in the world clean water. And you think that's a huge amount of money. And then below it, it says that we spend 68.5 billion euros a year on bottled water. And when you look at it in that perspective, I think it does really challenge people. And yeah, I hope more people will be challenged.
Well, I think it's a good idea. And in fact, just reading the reflections printed day by day on the Count Your Blessings calendar is food for thought and for penitence. I asked Anne what one must do to actually take up the challenge.
If people wanted to take up this resource, it is on our website, and there are versions in euros and in pounds. If you just go to the website and look up worship.
So will you give us your website?
Of course. Our web address is obviously www.christianaid.org.uk.
And you can go straight to Count Your Blessings?
Yeah, if you just click on Worship, there's a little Worship tab, and it'll take you through to the Lent resources.